Well, you know, tourism is the world's biggest industry. It's something like 11% of the world's GDP. And tourism can be a force for positive change in the world, but it can also cause damage in terms of local environments, in terms of local communities, and also has quite large emissions associated with it in terms of people traveling by aircraft. So what we've done here in Rio is get together with the local authorities and the Environment Ministry to launch the Green Passport. And essentially, it is a passport. It looks like a passport, except it contains lots and lots of information on how to green your visit, how to choose environmentally friendly hotels, how to source food that's been sustainably grown here in the city of Rio de Janeiro. And what we're hoping to do is distribute this over the coming days, where World Environment Day is taking place this year, distribute to the 50,000 plus people who are attending the upcoming Rio Plus 20 summit in only a few weeks' time in Rio de Janeiro. And the authorities here are very keen to have the Green Passport tailored for national parks in Brazil, for other cities in Brazil, and also for two major, major sporting events that are coming up in Brazil over the coming years. That's the FIFA World Cup and also the Olympics, which Brazil is hosting.
So say I have a green passport and I'm in Rio today. What advantage will that give me?
Well, first, the passport talks a little bit about overarching issues like how did you travel here? You can calculate what your emissions were from where you came from. It will also talk about alternative forms of transport. For example, if you're traveling between cities here from Rio to somewhere else, it will give you information about railways. It also will give you information about, you know, recycling, the recycling systems available here, and this kind of information, including, you know, hotels, for example. There are hotels here trying to do the right thing in terms of the way they manage their operations, and the Green Passport will give you tips on, you know, which hotels are doing that.
And part of the idea of this Green Passport, I understand, is to bring the message of sustainable development from the ivory tower to the people.
Well, we're here, you know, only weeks before the Rio Plus 20 summit, 20 years after the 1992 Rio Earth summit. And the idea is that many people in academia, within government and within, you know, the NGO community know what sustainable development is. But for many average people, it's still a bit of a mystery. And that's one of the things that this Green Passport is also trying to address.